are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Hi, I'm Abby.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Kendall.
Hi, I'm Randa, and here's Karen.
Hello, everyone. Have you ever thought about what you would like to be when you grow up? I'm sure you have all thought about that, haven't you? Well, let's talk a little bit about what each of you would like to be when you grow up. Abby, let's start with you.
I want to be a singer.
Well, you want to be a singer too? Great. How about you, Luke?
I have two things. I'd like to be a plane pilot and an inventor.
An inventor. Mm-hmm.
I like to be a writer or a teacher.
And Kendall?
I like to be an artist and a singer.
Okay.
And I got one job that I want to be in, a backup job. The main job is a basketball player, and the backup job is a baseball player.
Okay.
But if you, like, break your leg, what would you do?
Sit at home and watch my team win.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of fun to think about what you'll be when you grow up. You have lots of time to think about it, don't you?
Yeah. Do you want to be? Oh, what do you want to be when you're all grown up? You could be a doctor, or you could be a nurse, or you could be a scientist and discover something first. You could be a painter, a singer, a dancer, a gardener, a cook. You could write a symphony, or you could write a book. What do you want to be? Oh, what do you want to be when you're all grown up? You could be the president, or a mayor of a town. You could be an acrobat in the circus, or even a clown. You could be a cowboy, a cowgirl, a farmer, a pilot, a judge. You could be the maker of donuts and cookies and chocolate marshmallow fudge. That would be a tasty job. What do you want to be? Oh, what do you want to be when you're all grown up? No need to worry. For you got the time to think a whole lot more. Think of the possibilities, and don't you know the choice is yours. What do you want to be? Oh, what do you want to be when you're all grown? You could be a mother or a father who works at home. Or you could be in business and have a store of your very own. Or you could be a soldier, a plumber, a driver of trucks and cars. Or you could be the chief of police, a teacher, a lawyer, or a rock star. It's up to you. What do you want to be? Oh, what do you want to be when you're all grown up? What do you want to be? We'll just have to wait and see. When you're all grown up, grown up.
About the kind of things that you like to do, because what we do in our life can really shape us to become the person that we are when we grow up and have a job. So what kind of things do you like to do, Miranda?
I like telling people a lot of information. I also like writing stories.
Okay, so you wanted to be a writer, so that fits right in with your career choice then. And how about you, Luke?
I like building things.
How about you, Kendall?
I like to draw.
You like to draw. And what kind of things do you draw?
Girls and dogs.
Okay. And Sam, let me guess. You like to play baseball and basketball.
Yep.
And Abby, how about you?
Since I'm not grown up, I like to swim a lot.
Do you think as you get older, your interests will change, Miranda?
Yes, because one time I didn't like broccoli and now I love broccoli.
Okay. So you all don't do the same thing now that you did 3 or 4 years ago, do you? Your interests change, don't they?
Yeah.
God has given us all gifts and talents.
Some people are really good in math. They would make great accountants.
Some people are really good in science, and they would be great doctors or research people.
Some people are really good in sports, and they can play their sports for their job.
Some people like to teach others, and they can be great
teachers.
Maybe you don't know what you'll be when you're all grown up. Even when you're little, you are working hard and learning all that you can learn from your teachers and parents and people around you. So tell me, what kind of life lessons have you learned already?
Be nice to other people, like if they fall down, help them up.
Okay.
Don't steal.
Mm-hmm.
Obey your parents.
Very good. Very good lessons that you've learned.
We are all working for the Lord. He has made us for a purpose.
Corinthians 10 verse 31 says, "Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God."
Now, it's easy to see how the job of a minister or anyone who works in the church would glorify God, but we can glorify God with any job that we have.
Wherever people work, they can glorify God by working hard.
Sometimes the world puts more value on certain jobs and certain people.
But God sees us differently.
He sees our hearts, how much we love Him.
He sees how hard we work for Him.
He sees how much we help others.
When Jesus chose His disciples, He chose fishermen, a tax collector.
He didn't choose priests or scholars.
He chose ordinary, hardworking men.
Jesus worked by their side and taught them.
He made them extraordinary men.
God was glorified.
Jesus will help us become extraordinary disciples. working hard to glorify his father.
You might not know what you want to be when you grow up, but if you believe in Jesus, one thing you will be for sure is a disciple of Jesus.
There were 12 disciples Jesus called to help him. Simon, Peter, Andrew, James's brother John, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, Judas, and Bartholomew. He's called us too, he has called us too. We are his disciples, I am one of you. He has called us too, he has called us too. We are his disciples, I am one of you.
Romans 8:12 says, God works for the good of all those who love him.
Philippians 1:6 says, He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
You may not know what you're going to be when you grow up, but God knows. He has a plan for you, and he will be there by your side. He will guide you and give you everything that you need.
Let's pray. Dear Father, we are your children. You have given us all different gifts. As we grow, help us and mold us into the people that you created us to be.
And may all of our work bring glory to you, Lord.
Thank you for your love.
And thank you for sending your son, Jesus.
We want to share his love and tell others about him.
In your holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us today.
We would love to hear from our friends who are listening.
What would you like to be when you grow up?
What do you like to do?
What is your favorite Karen and Kids song?
Our address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
Our phone number is 1-800-527-5522.
Or visit us online at www.karenandkids.com to find out more about our music and ministry.
And remember,
you might not know what job you'll have when you grow up.
Whatever you do, do it all for
the glory of God. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.